From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Relief workers say the largest remaining hospital in Aleppo, Syria, was bombed Saturday for the second time in recent days. A spokesman for the Syrian American Medical Society said the M10 hospital was hit by at least two barrel bombs as physicians performed emergency medical procedures on a small group of patients. Talal Abul Youssef is an ambulance driver. He says airstrikes targeted infrastructure and hospitals. The area was completely destroyed by around seven airstrikes. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say about 30 doctors remain to treat 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo as government forces pressed their offensive Saturday on the edges of a key neighborhood in the city's north. The bombing came as government forces and their Russian allies continued an offensive to recapture the entire city. The monitors say at least 20 people, including six children, were killed in airstrikes elsewhere in the rebel sector of Aleppo. Residents of Jamaica are buying groceries and water and awaiting the arrival of Hurricane Matthew, a massive storm making its way through the southern Caribbean. Matthew, with sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour, is the strongest hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean since 2007. Andrew Holness is Jamaica's prime minister.
What we know is that we will be impacted by the storm. All the models show that Jamaica will be within the 90% effect band of the storm.
Forecasters have issued a hurricane warning for portions of Haiti. Cuba has declared a state of emergency in five eastern provinces. This is VOA News. At least two people were killed and six others wounded when a car bomb targeting Somali security forces blew up in Mogadishu Saturday afternoon. A security official told VOA that a white Toyota Corolla filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. That restaurant is used by civilians and security forces who work at a nearby prison that's run by Somalia's National Intelligence and Security Agency. Shortly after the attack, the al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility. In a statement, al-Shabaab said it carried out the attack to strike at guards who work at the nearby prison. Pope Francis is set to visit majority Muslim Azerbaijan on Sunday. After spending the past few days in Georgia, he wound up his trip to Georgia with a trip to a historic town and another meeting with Georgian Catholicos Patriarch Ilya II. Speaking at the 11th century Svetitskoveli Cathedral, the seat of the Georgian Orthodox Church, Francis told the Patriarch he hoped for reconciliation between all Christians. He said, "I sincerely assure you of my prayers so that the Lord, who makes all things new through the intercession of the holy brothers and apostles Peter and Andrew, of the martyrs and of all the saints, may deepen the love between all believers in Christ and the enlightened pursuit of everything which brings us together, reconciles us, and unites us." Earlier, the pontiff said Mass at Tbilisi's main stadium. A small turnout of about 3,000 people attended in the 25,000-seat facility after the Orthodox Patriarch had said Orthodox believers should not attend. Francis is going to wind up his trip in Azerbaijan before returning to Rome on Sunday. President Obama urged the U.S. Congress to pass legislation to provide paid sick leave for people who do not have it. During his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said the mandate will keep Americans from having to choose to risk their jobs or to stay home with an illness or with a sick relative.
It'll cover time you need for preventive care. It'll cover absences resulting from domestic violence or sexual assault. And it means everyone else is less likely to catch what someone else has got, whether it's a coworker or the person preparing or serving your food.
The president's comments come 2 days after the Labor Department finalized rules requiring federal government contractors to provide sick leave for up to 7 days per year. The White House says nearly 600,000 employees do not currently have a single day of paid sick leave. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.